In a rare joint letter, the superintendents say inflation has increased the cost to feed students, heat the schools, and cover employee health care costs. Governor Tony Evers told Wisconsin Today that the state's $4 billion budget surplus is enough to boost funding for public schools and ease property taxes. But Republican leaders say they aren't budging until Evers reverses a 400-year veto related to school funding. Green Bay Superintendent Vicki Byers says public schools can't wait.
I'm really waiting for the adults to come to the room and start talking seriously about how we're going to fund public ed in Wisconsin.
The cost of living adjustments for public schools were eliminated by the state legislature in 2009. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.